Okay. Well, we are going to go ahead and open up the call and pass this. I'm going to pass this call over to our host. I believe that might be Pastor Vanessa this morning.
Actually, Minister Candy, it is me. It's
okay.
Yeah. Here on the West Coast in Inglewood, California. God bless you, my sister. I will
Good morning, Tiffany.
I will take the mantle now and run with it. God bless you.
Go for it. God bless you. Thank you, my sister.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. What a fabulous, fantastic, favorable Friday we have woke up into, and you have dialed into the Master's Call. And we thank God for each of you, and we welcome you with the warmest kingdom greetings on this Friday. Woo! And believe it or not, it is September the 30th. The third quarter has ended, and we're getting ready to go into Q4. So I hope you are prepared for the manifestations, and you are filled with expectation of what God is getting ready to do in this last quarter of 2011. So we welcome you to the Master's Call, where our founders and visionaries for this call are none other than Dr. P.K. Roberts in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon out in Texas. And we thank them that they have answered and submitted and obeyed the will of God for the Master's Call. And it is because of their submission to his call that the Master Call continues to take place every day from October the 25th of 2010 to the present, Monday through Friday. And the scripture that this call has stood on can be found in Psalms 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And the mission state, because you want to be enriched, you want your life to be enhanced and empowered as you believers begin your day. And as you accept God's call to be that minister in the marketplace. So we bless God for each of you, and we pray that you would continue to just share the Master's Call with someone else. And if you are an Artist International distributor on this line, Artist International is a Christian-based company where the founders are the D.S. De Leon family. We invite you to visit your back office. You want to make sure that you close out the office, close out your month with something in your back office. Go out and share Artist products with someone today. Remember, you're not selling anything in Artist International, but you are sharing. So I invite you to share your knowledge, share your products, tell someone truly about what Artist International is. There will be a special call going on tonight at 7 o'clock with the D.S. De Leon family, and you'll just call in to the regular conference line, then you'll hear truly what the family has to say on this last day of September. So we bless God for each of you. And at this time, it is a privilege and a pleasure for me to ask my sister, Minister Candy, if she would come back to the line right now and open this call in a word of prayer. Minister Candy, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Go ahead.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. And the word says, let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. So Heavenly Father, we bless your holy name. We honor you, Lord, and we come this morning to praise you and give thanks to you. We thank you, Lord, for bringing us through another week, Lord God. We thank you for this time to lift up the name of Jesus. We thank you for the angels of the Lord who encamp around us and protect us from hurt, protecting us from harm and dangers. And God, because of your mercy and loving kindness, we are alive this morning, and we purpose to fulfill your call for our lives to glorify you. We thank you, Lord God, for Pastor PK and Dr. Vanessa answering your call to give life to this ministry. We thank you for blessing them more and more. We thank you, Lord, for our speakers and for giving them a fresh word each morning that inspires us to draw nearer to you, a word that empowers us to reach our wealthy place as kings in the marketplace, a word that enhances our lives as we become a blessing to others who are looking for truth and righteousness. We thank you for all of our listeners, and we bless each person who joins us on this call each morning. Father God, we thank you that the message this morning comes unfiltered and unaltered by the enemy. Father, I give charge to the angels, and I launch the Holy Spirit into the atmosphere this morning. I command all satanic influence, all demonic hindrances, and every dark spirit to vanish from the frequencies of this call. I thank you, Lord God, that the power of the Holy Spirit is roaming through the phone lines like a heat-seeking missile, searching for hearts that are pure, hearts that are humble, searching for hearts that are yielded, searching for hearts that are full of integrity, searching for hearts that are desperate for you, and searching for servants desperate to please you, God. We thank you for spiritual ears that are open to hear and hearts that are conditioned to receive revelation knowledge from this woman of God as she gives voice to your word. Father, I pray that we take this word and meditate on it throughout the day and throughout this weekend. I pray that we will be doers of your word and not just hearers of it. And I seal this prayer with the precious blood of Jesus, and I call it done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Back to you, Tiffany. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name, O God. Thank you very much for opening us up in a word of prayer, and we thank you for greeting us and seating us. Make sure you have your pen and your paper and your Bible this morning, because it is time for that word. And at the voice that you will hear next on this call will be none other than the speaker that we have heard every Friday for this month. She is a prayer intercessor here on the Master's Call. She is faithful to this call, faithful to her family. She is a wife. She is a sister. She is a auntie. She is a woman of God, and she is on fire to change the kingdom for God's glory. And it is indeed a privilege and a pleasure for me to bring to you at this time none other than my sister in the Lord, Minister Robin Wilson, at this time. Robin, are you there?
Yes, I am, Tiffany. Can you hear me?
I can. If you could just speak up just a little bit louder.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes,
better?
That's a little bit better. Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much. I'm passing over the call to you. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you also. Good morning, everyone. And Minister Candy, thank you for that precious prayer. And it touched my heart and just brought tears to my eyes, because I know, family, all of us on this call, we love the Lord, and we want him to seek us and to search us out, and we want to be pure before him, and we want to be a vessel that the Lord can use. And I just want to say it's an honor and it's a privilege to be able to come before you and to just share with you what the Lord has put on my heart for each one of us, and starting with me. And it's nothing new to us, but it's sometimes we just need to be reminded of the goodness of the Lord and those things that we know, but we may not do or walk in on a regular basis, because our journey with the Lord, it's daily, and we grow each and every time we spend more time with him and we seek him and we understand what he wants us to do. So today I'm going to talk about have faith in God. Have faith in God. We know the Lord, and the majority of us, I'm sure, are saved, and we serve him. And for those who may not yet know him, we bless you, we honor you, and you continue coming on this call and having faith in him, and you will come into the fullness of who our Lord and Savior Jesus is. But today, have faith in God. And some scriptures that I'm going to talk about, and I want you to go back and reference on your own time, would be in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. We know how the just shall live by faith. And, of course, we all call Hebrews chapter 11, that's just the pillar of faith. That's where all the men and women of God who have gone before us, they're there cheering us on. So study that chapter also. But one thing I want us all to remember, we can't please our King, our Father, if we don't have faith. Because he says in Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because anyone that comes to him, we have to believe that he exists, and he rewards those that who earnestly seek him. And you may say to yourself, I know that, I believe that. But sometimes when we go through trials and tribulations and just life in general, we do doubt. Things come up. And those things try to take a precedence over what God has said. We can't allow that to happen. We have to continue to have faith no matter what is going on, no matter what that situation is. We have faith in God. I was reading in a book that was given to me, and I shared this with some young people. And just listen to this simple story. There were two children. They were playing on a hill, and they were sisters. And they noticed that the sun was getting ready to go down. It was getting dark. So one of the little girls, she made a comment, and she said, oh, my gosh, the sun is getting ready to go down. Oh, I don't want to go in yet. Oh, my, look, 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 it's getting ready to go down. Well, her sister said, no, it's not. The sun's not going down. It really didn't move. Uh-uh, not yet. Well, their father said, no, it's not the sun that's moving. The sun is not going down. It's the earth that is being turned back and forth. So one of the sisters said, oh, no, 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 the sun moved, Daddy. The sun moved. And the other little girl said, no, Daddy said the sun doesn't move. The sun's not going down. It's the earth. Well, when you look at these two children and they listen to their father, the older one said, I know what I see. The sun is going down. Well, the other one said, well, I believe Daddy. I believe my father. So no matter what, she believed her father. She stood on the fact that he said it wasn't the sun that was going down. The other one said she knew what she saw, and that's what she was going by. We have to be firm. We have to stand on what we know that our Father have said. We have to stand on his word. We have to believe his word. We can't be moved by what we see. We can't be moved by what the doctors say. We can't be moved by what the landlord may be saying. We have to believe our Father. We have to have faith in God. So the scripture that I'm going to be talking about is in Matthew 14, verses 22 through 30. Mr. Peter, that mighty man of God. Peter, think about it. He saw the Lord walking on the water. And when he saw Jesus walking on the water, he probably said to himself, am I seeing things? Is that really somebody walking on the water? Is that my Lord? He probably thought it was his imagination. So then he said, Lord, bid me, and I'm paraphrasing, I want to come out there. Let me come out there with you. And the Lord said one thing, one word, come. Peter heard that word. That's like us hearing the word of God. He heard that word, and he moved. He acted on that word. He came. He kept his eyes on Jesus, and he moved forward. He walked on that water by faith, glory to God. He didn't doubt. The Lord said, come. and he went. That was impossible, but he did it. He was focused. He had faith in God. He had faith in the word that was spoken. But then all of a sudden, he started looking around. He heard the wind. He saw the waves. It was probably moving back and forth. I can just picture and hear the wind blowing back and forth. He got fearful. He lost his faith. And he sunk. He said, "Lord, Lord, Lord, save me. Save me. Save me." That's a simple prayer that each of us, we need to say daily. Lord, save me. Lord, save me. Help me. Because he took his eyes off of the Lord, he was going to fall. So don't take your eyes off of God. Don't take your eyes off of the word. Faith is confidence. Faith is trust. Faith is knowing that in God's ability, in God's power, with the promises God has given us, he is going to bring it to pass. Faith is learning to trust him when we can't see it with our visible eyes. Faith is knowing that he is the great physician, and no matter what that doctor's report is, no matter what is going on in your body, he has the ability and the power to heal you. It's his promise. Have faith in God. Faith is that belief. It's that loyalty to that person that you believe in. That little girl said, "I believe Daddy." Daddy said, "No, that son's not moving." She stood on what her dad said. You're fully persuaded. You have an expectation. You know that God is going to perform his word. He said his word is not going to return void. We have faith in him. Sometimes we doubt. But don't doubt. Peter shouldn't have doubted. Peter could have walked for miles. Peter could have walked through the wind, through the wave, on top of it. He could have soared. He could have been victorious. But he doubted. Even the Lord said, "Peter, you should not have doubted. You should not doubt." Master's family, don't doubt. Robin, don't doubt. Have faith in God. Faith will be tested. It makes us strong. It develops our character. It causes us to persevere. It gives us hope. It's a fulfillment of God's promise to us. Abraham used to worship the moon. But it was accounted to him for righteousness because he believed God. He followed this God. He served this God he didn't know. He didn't go by what he saw. He believed and he followed. And it was accounted to him for righteousness and glory to God. Because of that, we too have received that promise. Faith is progression. We got to start somewhere. Peter had to start somewhere. Abraham had to start somewhere. Joseph had to start somewhere. He had a dream. He held on to that dream. That boy got dumped into a pit. But praise God, he ended up in the palace. He started somewhere. He kept that dream before him. He had faith in that promise that the Lord had given him. He had faith, and he stood on it. Faith is action. We have to practice it. We have to believe it. We have to live it. We have to do it. We have to hear it. It's going to develop our character. You're looking at your checkbook. You're looking at your rent that has to be paid, or your mortgage that has to be paid, or you may not have a job, and you're saying, "I don't know what to do," and you're doubting. I tell you now in the name of Jesus, don't doubt. Your God is faithful. Your God is your provider. Your God will see that you will have everything that you need according to his riches and glory by and through Christ Jesus. Have faith in God. You're looking at your children. You're looking at your loved ones. You're looking at them and you see that they're not walking the way that they're supposed to go. God said that you train them up in the way that they were supposed to go, Mom. God said you train them up in the way that they were supposed to go, Dad. And he said when they grow old, they are not going to be far away. He said train up that child in the way that they are to go, and when they grow old, they're not going to depart. The prodigal son is coming home. Have faith in God. Remember, it's progression. It's an action. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. We also have to do the word. We have to make sure that we believe it, we hear it, we do it. It's so important because without it, we can't please our Father. We want to please him. Think of young children. Think of your children. I think of my nephew. That little boy believes every little thing I say because he knows Auntie Ra has the best for him. I believe what my father says. Lord, I know you care for me. Believe your father. Have faith in God. Believe his word. Stand on his word. Don't be moved by what you see. Don't believe it. Don't believe the hype, as the young people would say. Don't believe their report. You believe the report of the Lord because his word is true. If the children of Israel would have stood and believed the word of God, more would have come into the promised land. They doubted. Joshua didn't. Caleb didn't. Moses knew what God told him to do, and he was able to part that Red Sea. That man said, I can't do this. The Lord said, you're going to be my mouthpiece. And he brought them out of the wilderness. You may be looking at yourself, and you may be saying, I can't pray. I don't know. I'm just whoever. I didn't go to college. I don't have a degree. I don't work in corporate America. But your God said that you are more than a conqueror. Your God said that you are the head and not the tail. Your God put a word in you, and he wants you to share it with your neighbor. Your God told you to go to that particular gas station and minister to that person who's putting that gas in your tank. Your God said, you're that light that dispels darkness. Have faith in God. He said it. Don't doubt. Don't doubt his word. Be persuaded. Know that he's the one who's going to bring it to pass. Have confidence. Have trust. Trust him, even though you can't see it. It's going to make you stronger. It gives you hope. His promise will be fulfilled. Practice it. Live it. We're not perfect. Do it. Let God develop the character that he has for each one of us. It's going to be strong in him and in his power and in his might. He said, in him we live, we move, and we have our being. Peter shouldn't have doubted. Jesus said, come. He came, but he looked around. He looked at the circumstances. And because of that, he did not receive the victory that he could have had in that situation, that knowing he could have done all things through Christ. Because he kept his eyes focused. But he didn't. So he lost that battle. The battle belongs to God. Don't doubt. Don't fear. Have faith in him. have trust in him, have confidence in him, knowing that he's the one who began the work in you, and he is going to ensure that it is completed. Heavenly Father, thank you for teaching us, for showing us, letting us know that we can come to you so that we can please you. Teach us how to have faith in you. Teach us how to trust you no matter what. Show us how and what we need to do. Show us how we can be victorious in every circumstance in our lives, because we have that faith in you. We are the just, and we shall live by that faith that we have in our God. Thank you. I love you. I thank God for you. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
God bless you. God bless you, woman of God. Thank you for that powerful word. Have faith in God. And some of the nuggets that Robin gave us this morning was to believe it, to hear it, and to do it. She said that faith is an action. Faith is a lifestyle, so we need to begin to operate and grow in faith and stand on the word and the promises of God that he has already said in his word and he has already given us. Have faith in God. And that doesn't just mean on Friday, but that means that it's daily. So allow your faith to soar with the eagles and operate in faith. God bless you, woman of God. Thank you for that word. And thank you, Minister Candy, for greeting us and opening us up. And I'm going to go ahead at this time and come and close out the call. For those of you who are on the line, remember today is Friday. If you have a prayer request or a praise report, we will be taking those after the final prayer. Heavenly Father, we bless your holy name. We thank you for faith, and we thank you for favor, O God. We thank you that you have forgiven us of our sins, those things that we thought that we did, that we said, that were against your will, God. Forgive us right now in the name of Jesus and have mercy upon us, O God. Align our steps and order us in your word. Order our steps in your way, Father God, that the steps that we walk today will be the ones that you have already predestined for our life. Lord, we love you today, and we just bless you, and we glorify your name. We honor you, and we bow down because you are worthy to be praised. And we thank you, Lord, for keeping us for 30 days in September, oh God. And we pray as we leave from this third quarter, and we get ready to run into the last quarter of 2011, that we will be on fire for you, oh God, that we would bring others to you, that this will not be about us. These next 90 days will not be about us, but that it would be about you, that as we go out, we will love one another, that we would serve the world, and that we would love you, oh God, and that we would put you first in your righteousness, Father God. Help us to walk in righteousness. Help us to walk in love. Help us to walk in the power that you have already given us, oh God. And for every need on this line, Father God, I decree and declare that it is met in the name of Jesus. And we seal this call with the anointing and the power that comes from you. In Jesus' name, I pray these things. Amen, amen, amen. Once again, thank you for joining us on the Master's Call. We thank God for each of you, the Master Call family. Listeners, pass the Master's Call on to others. Allow them to be blessed as your life has been blessed, enhanced, enriched, and empowered. Be a believer in the marketplace this day. God bless you, and thank you for joining us. We'll hear you on the call on next week. Goodbye. For those of you who will be staying on the line, if you would just go ahead and press *6, that will unmute your line. Today we are going to tag team again. Dr. Vanessa will be reading the numbers for the callers who will be coming on the line. Please make sure that you hear your number and come in when the queue is has been set. So we're going to go ahead and take our first caller at this time.
We would love to get some praise reports Greetings to everybody, and thank you again, Minister Robin, for that awesome, awesome word. So if any of you just want to celebrate what God's doing first, let's take a couple of praise reports. And then again, as Minister Tiffany has said, we would love to take your prayer request. So all you have to do is hit *6. It'll put you in queue, and then we can celebrate the goodness of God together. And we are excited on this fantastic Friday, that just the fact that we're able to see the conclusion of a week, conclusion of a month, that is a lot to celebrate. So with all these many callers on the line, I'm sure somebody has a praise report of the goodness of God and of his faithfulness. So if you would *6 the line, we can recognize you at this time. Want to, while we're waiting for someone, oh, there's someone from South Carolina, 803-600. You're on.
Good morning.
Give us your name.
Good morning. This is Tammy Jones in Columbia, South Carolina. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Good morning. Yes, we can. Just if you could speak up just a little bit louder. Did you say your name was Candy?
Tammy.
Tammy. Okay, Tammy. We hear you.
Okay. I don't want to be long on the line. I just wanted to say thank you. Certainly give God praise this morning. The, all of the prayers for my children's grandfather were certainly met, and he has been healed. He came out of ICU. The hemorrhaging ceased, and they were able to get him out of ICU, and all of the paralysis that was being experienced on the left side of his body was healed completely. So he's eating, he's doing well, and he's back at home. So I definitely wanted to, you know, let you all know certainly that prayers are still being answered, miracles are still occurring, and I thank God for that this morning. I would just ask that you continue to, you know, spread the word, the good word of Jesus, like you all are doing. It's such a blessing to have you all in the morning time. I'm very blessed by all of the ministers that you have on, and I've definitely enjoyed the word from Pastor Chuck this week as well. Living in expectation has made a great difference. The financial overflow, I believe that it's coming. I'm expecting that it's coming, and I'm changing my outlook and my activity to show that. And I think that I will then be able to see the manifestations of God. I continue to be a tither, and therefore I can declare and decree that I will have the overflow. So I want to thank you all for your prayers and continue to spread the great word and do a wonderful, awesome job that you do for the kingdom. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for your faithfulness and thanking you for being a part of the TMC family. God bless you. Do we have anyone else, Pastor Vanessa?
Is there anyone else who wants to come on and tell a praise report before we start our prayer request? We love to take prayer requests, but wow, with all these callers on the line, I know someone has something good to say about the goodness of Jesus Christ. Okay, I don't see anybody else coming in queue. I could go on and on. You know, I'm a true preacher of all the goodness God has, but we wanted to allow you a time of praise reports. All righty. Hadn't heard from Virginia, all the way from Virginia, 571-251. The floor is yours.
Hello, Dr. Vanessa?
Yes. Give us your name, please.
Yes, this is Angela Hill from Alexandria, Virginia. I just love you guys so much. I just wanted to let you guys know, I know you guys have been praying for my family. We've been dislocated for probably the last 6 months. And hopefully by the end of October, we'll be back into our own place. The kids are fine. My daughter, who graduated, is doing well. She decided to stay home this semester and help her parents. But she's going back to school, but she's just going to go to school local. And I just thank God because both of my husband and I both have 2 jobs apiece, and we're grinding, and I'm still doing artists and my other businesses. So, I mean, it's just a blessing. It's been tough, but, you know, you got to keep the faith, and you got to go through something to get something, and we are still here, and just it's just a blessing. Just a blessing.
Amen.
Amen.
you can, we can hear a whole different countenance in your voice of strength, and that's like the word said this morning. We appreciate that. We know you have faith in God, and we're going to continue to lock in agreement with you that the housing situation is resolved swiftly, but I am excited to hear that the kids are doing fine, and utmost more so that in your voice, in your spirit, you know all is well. Praise God. Are there any more praise reports before we start our prayer request? Thank you so much for that, Angela. All right, from Chi-Town there in Chicago, our sister in the Lord, Miss Regina, 773, I already told who you were. Well, all right, the floor is yours.
Praise him. How are you?
Good morning.
I just have to say, I love the call. The calls are so encouraging. Every single day, no matter what I'm going through, the word just meets my needs and helps me to grow and strengthen, and I just love it. My praise report is that my Chicago team that we've been praying for has been experiencing tremendous growth. I've got supervisors popping out everywhere. It's just remarkable and awesome. I just thank God for that. I'm speaking my Nigerian African team into to growth as well. But I just wanted to say thank you for the prayers of the righteous. They avail as much. Also for my band, I say my group, my praise and worship group, Atmosphere of Heaven, and I'll come back a little bit later with the prayer request. But we were supposed to raise $20,000. We've raised everything but six. But we know that with the offerings tonight, we're even going supersede that. So we are almost right where we need to be. We've met both of our quotas so far. So God is good.
Amen. So while you're on the line, you said your prayer request, Regina, is that tonight the remainder amount for the van will come in, the remaining $6,000 for the van. And what was the name of your group again?
Atmosphere of Heaven.
Oh, I like that. Atmosphere of Heaven. All righty. We will lock in agreement with you that not just the $6,000, but that Ephesians 3:20, exceedingly abundantly. And thank you so much. And we're excited.
Our rehearsal last night was incredible. We just want to bring that over. So I just want to pray that the Lord would just open up every window and door and just pour through us. This is not just a live recording. This is what God has given us. It's all original music to bless. And we're just so excited about what we're doing, but we want to just do it in an atmosphere of worship, not that we're doing the recording, but flow like we always have flown. And for those who are in Chicago, if you're not doing anything tonight at 7:30, the live recording is going to be at my church, Christian Life Center, at 183rd and Ridgeland, which is in Tinley Park. The address is 6363 West 183rd Street in Tinley Park, Illinois, and 7:30. And it's going to be incredible.
All righty. Now you playing the violin?
Yes.
Play those strings for Jesus. Usher those heavenly angels in.
Absolutely.
We thank God for you, and we will definitely be lifting that service up tonight, and we all look forward to the praise report. Thank you so much, woman of God. All righty, from the north side of town, we have our very own Martha Marie Preston. The floor is yours.
Hey, how you doing out there, Dr. Vanessa? Can you hear me?
Doing great. I can hear you loud and clear, woman of God.
Yeah, let me tell you something, Dr. Vanessa. I want to thank the woman of God brought the word, our prayer warriors, and we thank you all the time for this call. And I want to say that I had a good report on my mammogram. It came back normal, so I'm fine.
Praise
I'm praising
God.
God. I thank him for y'all prayers. And we had a good report. The lady went to court with no bond. We went in front of the judge men, the elite ladies of expression, and the judge let her go. Then we went to a hearing with one of the women that was losing her housing, and all my team showed up there, and they decided to reinstate her housing and let her go. So God is moving in a mighty, mighty way, and we thank him. And I want to say the elite ladies of expression is having a fundraiser today. We're having a garage sale and we're selling fish today and chicken dinners and fish dinners, and we just praying that everything go well with that. Y'all keep us in y'all prayers this weekend because we on the move.
Well, for the gospel birds in jeopardy, where are you having your thing this weekend for our listeners? We have quite a few Houston listeners on the line.
Yeah.
Is it at your office or where are you going to be?
It's going to be at the office this Saturday. We having a Super Saturday at 2656 South Loop West. It's on the Suite 140, so we having it at this Saturday. It starts from 10 to 2. So y'all come out to the Super Saturday, those of you in Houston, and then you can get a fish dinner right there, too, on the spot. We're going to have lunch ready for them. If they want to get one, sow a seed into the ministry and get fed at the same time.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Martha Marie Preston, they have awesome Super Saturdays. I've been down in Houston several times when our artist family gets together there. So we definitely want to call all our artist distributors in our Houston area and all over the country for our Super Saturdays that are going on near and far. Are there any more? Let's start with our prayer request. If we have about that praise report that mammogram came back positive, we just knew that healing was going on in your body, Marie, so we praise God for that. All right, any more prayer requests? If you hit *6, it'll put you in queue. We're doing real good on time, so we'll be excited about taking a few more prayer requests. Anybody have a prayer request? All right, I know that's Kitty's number out in Monroe, Louisiana. The floor is yours.
Good morning, Sister Vanessa. I just wanted to...
Good morning. Speak up just a little bit so we can hear you.
Oh, okay. I was just wanting prayer for... I'm getting ready to go back to Texas since I'm not having that good of luck finding a job and a house out here in Louisiana. And I just want prayer that, you know, God leads me where I need to go when I make it to Austin.
So where in Texas are you coming back to?
Austin, Texas.
Oh, you're from Austin. Returning to Austin, and we're still looking for employment. Believing God for the God ordained job for you.
Well, the job
is that correct?
I said the job that I did receive in Louisiana. I guess he closed that door for a reason. So I'm just going to go try back in Texas and see what happens.
Okay. Well, we will be in agreement with you, returning to Austin, and God will lead you to His job He has for you. Me too. Job. All right, and we're going to pray for safe travels, for a safe transition, smooth transition back to Austin. And I've got your number here. We have several artist distributors and just people who may be able to help you that I will call you later and see what we can do to help you out, okay?
All right, thank you so much.
You're more than welcome, Miss Kitty. Are there any other prayer requests? 3, 5. All righty, going once, going twice. If you have any prayer requests, again, you can just *6 the line, and we will take your request. All right, Miss Tiffany, I don't see anybody else in queue. So we'll go on and close out and cover these in prayer. Father God, I just thank you for each and every member of our TMC family. We thank you first for the spoken prayer request, but even celebrate as we know your word covers the unspoken prayer request. We praise God for the praise reports, God, for we know that you are a God that hears and answers prayer, and we celebrate with our sisters in the Lord as they've given the testimonies of your heavenly intervention into our lives, your super being placed on our natural situations, and it's a testimony to all. Now we lock in agreement, and we thank you that you are the Jehovah Yuri, the Jehovah Jireh, the one that provides, that this 6,000 is nothing to you. For the remainder to be raised tonight with Regina's group meeting, and that the people will come in with a heart to plant it to good soil into the atmosphere of heaven. And we thank you. We call them in from the north, the south, the east, and the west, that your presence, your glory will be in that place, and people will want to freely give to sow into this ministry, that through music worships the Lord our God. And we continue, Father, to lift up the elite ladies of expression. And we thank you for your touching of Marie's body. And as they go out tonight in the highways and the byways, give them protection, give them wisdom, give them strategies from heaven as they wreak havoc on the kingdom of darkness and pull these young ladies into your marvelous light. I thank you for the favor that continues to rest on elite ladies of expression. Spirit of the living God, continue to touch Marie. Help her and guide her and use her mightily for your glory and her good. We speak a great day on the Super Saturday there in Houston and all over the country, that artists be a blessed place. And as the people of God come out to meet and convene, as the visitors come out to hear about this great company, let us be your ministers in the marketplace. Father, we send the word to Kitty. You said in Isaiah 40, verse 4, that you would go before us and make the crooked pathway straight and the rough places smooth. So we thank you now for a smooth transition for Kitty as she returns to Austin. Father, you have the right place there. In the Bible, you talk about a certain place where all your provision, all your protection, all your purpose is established. So guide Kitty to that there. You said in Psalms 37:23, that the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord, and though we fall, we shall not be utterly cast down. So I thank you that you're ordering Kitty's steps. You're ordering Kitty's thoughts. You know the desire of her heart for the union with her children. You know the stability that is needed with a home. So, Father, take her to that place, that certain place, where your provision, protection, and your purpose will be established in her life. And we speak it over her now in the name of Jesus. And for every caller on this line, for every member of this TMC family, we speak the favor of God on our lives, God, producing good fruit that will remain. We thank you that you're pouring back into Minister Robin the virtue for the word that she reminded us, simple and profound, to have faith in God, to have the God kind of faith, so that we are your anointed ambassadors on a mission, on a purpose, shedding the light of Christ wherever we go. And I thank you that every need and even desires are met by these your people, because as we take care of your business, you promised us that you would always take care of our business. We thank you for Evangelist Tiffany, her willingness to always step up to plate, to be your voice, to be your hands extended. So bless this call. I thank you for Minister Candy, all, Father, as she greeted the people today and opened this up in prayer so that your glory could fill this call, that you meet the desires of her heart. Now have your way in our lives, Spirit of the living God. And on this fantastic Friday and through this entire wonderful weekend, you have your way in our lives. And until we come together again on Monday, do a complete work in us, do a strategic work through us, and let us be your ministers in the marketplace, that each and every one of us are submitted and obedient to your call on our lives, your kingdom builders, your ambassadors, your ministers in the marketplace. In the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, we seal this and decree and declare in our lives that it is done and it is so. Have an awesome, awesome anointed weekend, and we'll hear you on the call on Monday. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone. We love you.
Love you more.